أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولما توجه تلقاء مدين قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل.
So Musa alayhi salam is told by an individual that the people of Fir'aun have planned to kill him because of the mistake that he made, and he should leave immediately from Egypt and run away and flee to another place. Musa alayhi salam decided to proceed toward Madian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed it in his mind and in his heart to move towards the city of Maryam and Madian. And this city of Madian was named after one of the sons of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Madian. And he resided there, and this place was named after him. At that time, Shu'aib alayhi salam was residing in the city of Madian. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he decided to leave. وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهْ Ayah number 22 of Surah Al-Qasas. Allah says, and when he proceeded in the direction of Madian, قال, what did he say? He turned to Allah. And he says, عَسَى رَبِّي I hope, I'm optimistic, that my Rabb, أَيَّهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ He will guide me to the straight path. My Allah will be with me along the journey, and He will guide me towards a suitable destination. When Musa alayhi salam left, he left with nothing, because he left immediately. So he left with no provisions whatsoever. And he proceeded on a journey of 8 days. He said that Madian was a distance of 8 days from the city of Egypt. It is said in the books of Tafsir that all he survived on was whatever the earth produced and leaves. He would eat the leaves of trees, and this is how he proceeded slowly until he made his way to Madian. When he arrived in Madian, it was towards the evening, and the people of Madian, they were busy giving their animals water to drink. So after herding their animals throughout the day, they would go to the water place and they would take the animals over there before proceeding and going back home, and they would give the animals some water to drink. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the scene that Musa alayhi salam arrived at that time, at that point, and at that place when he came into Madian, and this is the plan of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to arrive at that specific time, at that specific place. Allah says, وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنْ When Musa alayhi salam arrived and he reached the waters of Madian. Now generally the water place where they would feed the animals, whether it was a dam or a pond or a well, whatever it was, it would be found on the outskirts of the city. So Musa alayhi salam arrived at the outskirts of the city or the village of Madian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when he arrived at the waters of Madian, وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ What did he find over there? He found a large group of people. They were watering and giving the animals water to drink. So they were giving their animals water to drink. All these shepherds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُمَّةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ A large group of people that were gathered over them. And he noticed, what did he see? وَوَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانِ But he found aloof from them. These were all men. And these shepherds were all men. They were watering the animals. He found aloof from them, separated from them. He found two girls. وَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمَا امْرَأَتَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانِ What were they two doing? They were with great difficulty. They were holding back their animals. And they were keeping the animals back and driving their animals aside. Now, you can imagine the scene. The animals of these two ladies were also thirsty. And if an animal wants to drink water, it is very, very difficult to hold that animal back from drinking water. So can you imagine with what difficulty the whole day they were herding these animals, and now at the end of the day, they are with great difficulty holding these animals back and driving these animals aside, not allowing the animals to go and drink water. Musa alayhi salam, he noticed this, he realized this. After all, he was a Nabi of Allah, and mercy and compassion entered into his heart, that here you have these two women, they are weak, and they are experiencing great difficulty over here. So he approached them. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا He said to the two of them, What is the matter with you? Why are you doing this? Why are you not giving your animals water to drink? These animals want to drink water, and here the two of you are suffering, while everyone else is giving their animals water to drink. قَالَتَا What did they say? لَا نَسْقِي We will not give our animals water to drink. We will not water our animals حَتَّى يُسْدِرَ الرِّعَاءَ Until the shepherds, the men, until they return, and until they are done giving their animals water to drink. Now, there's something for us to consider over here, that these two women, they bore and they were prepared to suffer difficulty upon difficulty. It was a long day for them out in the pasture, grazing these animals or herding these animals. And here you have, at the end of the day, they obviously want to go back home, they are weak, but to avoid mixing with men, they are prepared to bear the difficulty. They are prepared to bear difficulty upon difficulty upon difficulty. Why? So that they do not mix with men. We want to avoid mixing with the men. So this is something that Islam places a great deal of importance upon, the segregation. Men and women should remain segregated. And look at what difficulty they had undertaken for the sake of remaining aloof from the men and for the sake of remaining separated from the men and not mixing up with the men. Unfortunately today, though apparently it seemed they had every excuse to mix with the men. They had every excuse. Apparently that's what it seems like. They had every excuse to mix up with the men and to join the men and to participate with the men. Today, unfortunately, we look sometimes for excuses to mix. We don't have the excuse, but sometimes we look for an excuse to mix. We must be part of the men, or we must participate with the men, and we must mix with the men. You can do it without mixing. You can have it without mixing and without there being any contact and without there being any communication between the men and the women. Unfortunately today, sometimes we find, even in our family functions, we look for an excuse, no, she is my cousin, she is my sister-in-law, she is so and so. It is haram. It is completely haram for you to interact with her and to freely mix with her. It is completely haram. So sometimes today we look for an excuse to mix, or we try and make some excuse to have an open type of a relationship with somebody whom we are not allowed to communicate with. And here on the other hand, we find these two women, apparently they had an excuse and a reason to mix with the men, yet they abided by the values of Islam, and they strictly adhered to the laws of hijab, and they said, we will suffer it out, and we will stay aloof, and no matter how long we have to stay like this, and this was their daily practice, this is what they would do on a daily basis, but we will choose not to mix with the men, even though we have to suffer in the process. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا So he asked the two of them, what is the matter with you two? Why are you doing this? Why are you staying aloof from the men? قَالَتَا لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى يُسْدِرَ الرِّعَاءَ We will not give the animals water to drink until the shepherds are done and they have returned. And it is as if they read Musa alayhi salam's mind, that why are you two women, two ladies, carrying out this job and the task that should be the responsibility and the duty of men. So they answered before Musa alayhi salam could ask the question, what did they say? وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ And they said, our father is a very old man, referring to Shu'aib alayhi salam. These were the two daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam. And they said, our father is a very old man. The only man in our home is our father. And he is an extremely old person who cannot carry out this job. May Allah grant us the understanding.